Unit 8, page 60. Reading. Exercise 1. Read the leaflet. What is a landfill?
What are we supposed to do with all that garbage? At school, you finish lunch in the cafeteria, and the paper plates and napkins, the plastic cups and forks, the cans or bottles, and everything you didn't eat all go into the garbage. At home, you take out the garbage and someone takes it away. Then what? What happens to all that stuff? Multiply that by the number of people in your city, and that's a lot of garbage every day. Cities are supposed to manage their garbage, and most of a city's garbage ends up in a huge landfill. The city might burn some of the garbage, and it might decide to recycle some of it. But most of the garbage stays in that landfill year after year, and the landfill just gets bigger and bigger. Some landfills are almost as high as mountains. But here's the issue. Landfills might cause more problems for the environment than they solve. 1. The water we drink comes from under the ground. A landfill might pollute that water, so people can't drink it safely. 2. Burning mountains of garbage contributes to air pollution. However, even if a city doesn't burn its garbage, landfills still produce harmful methane gas and carbon dioxide. 3. All that garbage attracts animals and insects, such as rats and flies. Many people worry that this might spread disease. 4. Landfills are just plain ugly. There are few things as ugly as a landfill. Nevertheless, in spite of their disadvantages, landfills can also be good places to find materials for recycling. At some landfills, cities recycle the gases so they can use them to produce energy to run factories. At others, city workers look for reusable materials and things the city can recycle. Today, many people are separating recyclable materials such as paper, glass, and plastic before they go into the garbage and end up in a landfill. If more people do this, it might reduce the negative impact of landfills.